Somehow, she understood that it would not harm her. She was Sith. She was one of the things that make. And long, long had it been since the Dreamsinger had encountered the Makers. But it needed a sacrifice. It would feed and remain strong and serve the dark side. As would she.
No!
Vistara summoned all her energy and renewed her attack. She realized suddenly that only two were attacking the Dreamsinger, herself and Netua. Ben stood stock still, ignoring the acid eating into his arm, his eyes wide, his mouth open. His mouth! Vistara realized with a shock of horror that Ben's mask had been ripped away by the Rockskuri's last attack. He had inadvertently inhaled the pheromones and was now experiencing horrors that even she could not imagine. And she understood just how the Rockskuri fed. It was a living being. It would consume flesh. But it would also be sated by the victim's terror. Like Abeloth. For a fraction of an instant that lasted an eon, Vistara stood as if paralyzed. Ben was out of the fight, eyes shut, convulsing in terror. He would pass out soon, if his heart or his mind did not give out before then. She and Netua were by no means weak in the Force, but this thing was ancient and evil, fed by centuries of terror and thoughts of violence and darkness. It was much stronger than the Tukata or other Sith demons she had encountered. It had grown powerful on sweeter food. It wanted her to ally with it. And Vistara knew that unless she and Netua could defeat it, it would have its sacrifice, with or without her aid. And the sacrifice it wanted was Ben.